took care of that. We also were told that we had to divert some money from the pension issue of trying to get to the 80% funding. And that's been taken care of. We also know that some money had been diverted from the trust fund and from open space. So the structural deficit that we've been told about is better, but it's not resolved. But if we vote in favor of this bill, ladies and gentlemen, in 5 or 6 years, we create a budget hole of between $125 and $150 million. We reduce our revenue by $125 to $150 million. It's like creating a new initiative, a new expenditure. That's why they call it a tax expenditure. So rather than spend money on pre-K, on new roads, or buying wildlands, we are choosing a priority of spending on this tax reduction of up to $150 million in the sixth year. That is a major policy decision. But back to those two questions. Are people leaving Maryland because of our current estate tax? Well, I have seen no study, legitimate study or any study, that says people are leaving because of our estate tax. Now, are some people moving south because a few states don't have income tax? Absolutely. I don't think the majority of this body want to move in the direction of getting rid of the Maryland income tax, because that would mean shutting down government. But you know what? There's another reason people move south. And I believe one of our departing members even mentioned it. I think she said she's going to spend the winter in Florida. Why? We've just had 60 days of snow and cold weather, and a lot of people, when they get to an older age, choose to be in warmer weather. My colleague said his age. We don't want him moving to Florida yet. So many people move south, not because of the estate tax, but because of warmer weather in older age. But no one has at least shown me or shown any of us that people leave because of our estate tax exemptions. I just haven't seen it, haven't heard it. I have not seen it reflected in the fiscal note. And then we get to the question, well, in fact, before we get to the question, yesterday some of you might remember the senator from Northern Frederick County and I had a brief conversation. It might have been a little bit curt, and if I contributed to that, I apologize. But one of the points he mentioned yesterday resonated. He said, look south. He said, look south. And you know what? I took that advice, and I looked south, ladies and gentlemen. And I looked at Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama and Florida and Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina, and I followed his advice. So I pulled up a chart. I looked at the Phoenix Financial Services chart of millionaires, and I looked south, and I looked at those five or eight states. And you know what? Those five or eight states were in the bottom, between 40 and 50 in the millionaires per capita. They were at the bottom. You know, but it didn't stop there. I said, what's another indicator? What about investment in education? So I took the same states that don't have an estate tax, which we're supposed to look south, and I looked at them, and I looked at their investment in education. In Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, North Carolina, and Florida were in the bottom 10. They would have been the bottom, but I removed the ones from the West. So here, after looking south to those states that don't have an estate tax, which I was suggested is really our model, they have fewer millionaires and the least amount of investment in education. So I looked south. But I didn't stop there. You know, I turned around and I decided, let me look north. And I looked at those states that have either a more restrictive estate tax than we do, or an estate tax equal to ours. And I looked at states like New Jersey and Connecticut and Massachusetts and District of Columbia and New York, and they had the most millionaires. And as I mentioned yesterday, Maryland has the largest number of millionaires per capita in the United States for the second year running, and it's gone up. Well, keeping apples to apples, ladies and gentlemen, I looked at investment in education. And the same states that have either similar or even more restrictive estate tax, New York, Vermont, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, were in the top 10 of investments in education. So I looked south to those states that should be our model, and I have to tell you, they came up wanting. Do we want to join them? Do we want to join the race to the bottom? I don't think so, and I think that's a major mistake. But let's go to the second question. What about the cost-benefit analysis? I looked again at the fiscal note, and as we know in fiscal notes, they talk about the cost to the state and the benefit to the state. And I looked and I looked and I read every page, and you know what? They couldn't say there was any benefit to the state. Because if they did, they would have forfeited their membership. Any of those fiscal writers would have forfeited their membership in the American Economic Association. Because they couldn't prove that millionaires would stay and we would accrue more revenue from their taxes than by lowering the estate tax or raising the estate tax exemption. No proof. Fiscal note couldn't show it. And then I started thinking, and I flipped the question. We have the most millionaires. What happens if we lose them? But I flipped that question and said, why do we have the most millionaires? Why do people move to Maryland, or why does Maryland help them become millionaires? And the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is because we invested in infrastructure. We use our tax money to improve education system, improve roads, improve the environment, and the result, we have the most number of millionaires per capita in the United States, and the other similar states that have a priority in raising revenue and investing it in infrastructure, in schools, also have the largest number of millionaires. Is this a causal effect or more of a correlation effect? It's unclear. But I can tell you this, it's not anecdotal and it's not informal assertions. And if we look to the South as our model, they invest the least in infrastructure and schools, have the fewest millionaires, but yet we're asked to emulate them. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Senate President said yesterday, and he made some very astute comments, and he talked about gambling at one point. And, you know, I agree with you on that, Mr. President. I think we were losing revenue, even though I'm against gambling, as you know, and my colleagues know. But I think we could prove beyond a shadow of doubt people are coming from other states or leaving Maryland to go to other states, and that was quantifiable. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no evidence this is quantifiable, and I believe it is very different from the issue of gambling. Our fiscal writers, they have no ideology. They cannot show, there is conclusive or inconclusive evidence even, that there's a benefit to the state by passing this legislation. And let me end with 2 points. One, when the people who follow me get up, as they speak, ask those two questions to yourself. Do they have evidence that people leave because of our level of the estate tax? And the second question you should ask or think in your mind while they're speaking is, have they proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the benefit is greater than the cost of the lack of investment? Final point, Mr. President. After session, a young reporter came up to me and said, are you concerned about losing millionaires if we don't pass this legislation? And I paused, and I'm not sure if it came to me during that conversation or a few minutes later, but I have to tell you, I'm concerned that if we pass this, of losing millionaires, because it sends the message that we don't want to invest in infrastructure, in education, that we don't want to be similar to those other states that want to invest in education, in roads, in other aspects of their quality of life issues in their state, because I believe people do come to Maryland and are successful in Maryland because we take our tax revenue and we do invest it. If we choose today to vote for this bill, we're saying, let's cut our revenue. This is such an important expenditure. not pre-K, not buying wild lands, not investing in schools or roads, but this investment in allowing these multimillionaires to have even bigger estates is so important, we're willing to cut our revenue and send that message to this country. So, Mr. President, for those reasons, I'm going to be voting red, and I hope people join me.